Al-Ishur, Chelek Aleph, Daf Shin Chaf, the second chapter. Al-Na Yehiyu Inyanim Gvoyim Eile Koy Rechokim Meitanu. These exalted matters should not appear to be so distant, too distant. Ilu Lehayal Adam Shum Kesher Tiv'im Bo'oi. Had it been the case that a human being has no natural connection to his Creator, Lo Yachon Lidrosh Me'atzmenu La'amod Lefanav Yisborach U'Lizkarev Elav. We would not be able to demand of ourselves these concepts of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and coming nearer to Him. Aval keshetiv iz yeshnoi. However, this natural connection is there. Ha'adam mechubar mitzirasei mabore yisborach. A human being is already connected right from the outset to his Creator. Ve'ein lo ela lechazek chibur zeh. What he has to do is to strengthen this natural connection. Oy chas v'chalila linatkoi. Or, of course, there's the alternative, to detach oneself. But the natural connection is there. Chibur ze hu haseichel. That natural connection is the mind. Hazkaras Elokim es Adam be'emtzos seichloi kedivrei hachoves ele baboyis. The Chovas ele baboyis puts it that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with man through his mind. He reminds man through his mind. We started this early on Daf Reish Chaf Beis. V'yosem v'var ha'inan b'morei nevuchim. The Rambam speaks about it in Morei Nevuchim. Incidentally, the author discusses this concept in Alei Shur Chelek Beis from page Chaf Tes onwards. So the Rambam says, He'ara, ha'loi bi'arti lechaz sheze ha'seichel asher shefe'a lenu me'ashem yisaleh. I've already explained to you that the mind, which comes to us from Hashem, hu ha'dibuk asher b'inenu v'nei. That's the connection, that's the interface between a human being and his Creator. Vereshus nesuna lecha. And then you have the choice. Im tirtze lechazek hadibuk hazeh. If you wish, you can strengthen this attachment. This interface can grow stronger and stronger. Im tirtze lechalishay me'at me'at ad shetafsekeh. Or you can weaken it gradually until it becomes detached. Tasa, it's up to you. Velo yischazek ze hadibuk rak bishtamshecha boy be'ahavas Hashem. Veshitiyeh kavan eschay leak moshe be'arnu. This natural attachment becomes stronger when you use it and when you intend it to become stronger. It becomes weaker when a person's thoughts turn to other things other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to emphasize this point, the Rambam continues, even if you were to be the wisest person in divine wisdom, nonetheless, when your thoughts turn to food, even though it's necessary, or some other necessary activity, the moment you turn your thoughts away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, already you've attenuated that connection. You're not with him in that intimate sense that you were before, and he's not with you. That relationship between you, kvar nifsak befal ba'isa, is attenuated, it's weakened. That's why the early Hasidim were so concerned about those moments when they were not involved in thinking about Hashem. V'izhiru mimenu. Chazal warned about this. V'amu, al tefonu el midatechem. It's a drosh in Shabbos Kuf Memtes, based on the Pasuk in Kedeshim, Al Tifnu El Ho'ililim, which we'll see just now. V'omar David, and David HaMelech says in a similar vein in Tehillim, Perek Tes Zayin, Shivis Hashem Negdi, Tomid, I place Hashem before me constantly, Tomid, Ki Mimini Bal Emoit. And the Rambam explains, Hu Omer, Eini Mefane Machshavti Mimenu. The Rambam explains that David HaMelech was saying, I do not clear my mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. Not Mefane Machshavti. Uche'ilu Hu Yad Yemini. And by analogy, it's like my right hand. A person doesn't forget it for a moment, because it's just part of him. And therefore, the end of the pasuk, I will not stumble. So we have two statements of the Rishonim, the Chovos El Habavos and the Rambam. It says the author, again, the mind is that natural attachment, natural interface between man and his Creator. Because it is natural, this obligates us to strengthen it, to cultivate it so that it should not become detached. Vehu amram zal, and that's what Chazal expressed in this idea. Al tifnu el ha'ililim, the pasuk in Kedoshim, perek yutes, do not turn to the idols. That's the simple pshat. And Chazal darshan day in Shabbos kufnantes, al tifnu el midatechim, do not clear God from your thoughts. Sherehu nimitza bidatechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Navin baze ma shekasav hasmag be'azara l'shichas Hashem. With this, we can understand more fully what the smug meant when he counted this as a prohibition of forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a love the Uraisa. The smug writes, Teichachas anavim darash derabim kach. I had spoken to others about this as musar, as teichacha, as rebuke. But to actually count it as a loisa, I never intended to count forgetting Hashem as a proper loisa ase de raisa. Uchshigati adkan alavin, I think it's adkan. When I got to this particular point in enumerating the loisa ases, voere bachalom bavris alayla, I saw in a dream, he says, hine shochachte isika, in the dream he was told, you forgot the essence. That pasuk in Ekev. Beware lest you forget Hashem. Visbonanti alav baboiker, I then reflected on this in the morning. Veni yesoid gadolu b'yiras Hashem. I understood this is a fundamental in yiras Hashem. He alti lechabu. And then I decided, yes, to add this to the count of prohibitions. Be'ezras yohi v'choch misalach hakimin. With the help of Hashem, the one who gives wisdom to the wise, he's paraphrasing, he's using the phrase from Daniel, Perek Beis. Rabbeinu HaRambam, af she'enu mone zechira sebore b'minyan mitzvahis. The Rambam doesn't count this as a mitzvah, to remember the Creator, but nonetheless, hu kuisev b'ilchus b'rachois, in the first chapter, uv'rachois rabois tiknu chachamim, chachamim established, enacted many brachois, derech shevach v'oyedaya, v'derech bakasha, in various modes, whether it's praise, gratitude, or petition, kedei lizkoyre saboyre tomid, in order that we remember the Creator constantly, ulira mimenu, and to stand in awe of Him. Harikolinan berikois haneni voidaya. According to the Rambam, the whole concept of the brachois of gratitude and praise, hu takana veitza lizkhirat midis, it's a takana that Chazal made in order to constantly remember Hashem. He does count it like the smug. Rabbeinu Yonah counts remembering Hashem as a, or forgetting Hashem as a prohibition. Mechadesh ba davar gadol. There's a great novel thought over here. We quote him. Min ha'azharois ateluyes belev. One of the prohibitions that is in the heart is expressed in this pasuk. Yisha belecha ben tishkach es Hashem lekecha. Parshas Ekev perek ches. Beware lest you forget Hashem. It's the same pasuk that the smug used. Ve'amru Chazal, kol makom shenoma pen ve'al, hare ze lo yisase. Chazal have a rule that whenever the Torah uses the expression pen or al, it's a prohibition. So here it says pen tishkach, lest you forget. It's a lo yisase. Huzhar nebaze lizkor es Hashem isbar b'chol eis. The Torah tells us here to remember Hashem at all times. Furthermore, a person is then obligated to try as much as possible to acquire the appropriate behavior, the hanagos b'choyavos minaschir, those appropriate things that flow from remembering Hashem constantly. If a person remembers Hashem, that leads necessarily to certain consequences. K'moy ha'ir'a v'atzeni'os v'kishut ha'machshavos v'techsis ha'midos. These things, yir'a, and discretion and appropriate thoughts, etc. Kizera koidesh yasigu kol hanhaga nava ve'ma'atira ba'aleh mizkiras Hashem Yisbarach. Zera koidesh bnei Yisrael can attain all manner, all possible modes of appropriate and beautiful behavior through remembering Hashem constantly. The author comments on this. This remembering of Hashem requires preparation that encompasses the person. It's this remembering of Hashem that brings a person to be shalem, whole in his thoughts, in his midos. And the two general ma'alois, accomplishments that the Rabbeinu Yonah mentioned, yir'a and tzinius. V'davar gadol gila b'zeh. The chidush in Rabbeinu Yonah is as follows. Harei gam chachmei ha'omois ikiru b'chiyuv adam liknos midos tevois. The obligation to acquire good midos is not limited to Klal Yisrael. Chachmei ha'omois recognized this obligation. Im ipnei shebiladein ein kiyum l'chevra enoshis. Either for the simple reason that without basic good midos, human society cannot endure. It will destroy itself. Or ve'ein kiyum l'chochma b'lev ha'chacham, because midos tevois are necessary for wisdom. To achieve wisdom, one needs a certain objectivity which comes through midos tevois. Another reason is that negative midos disturb one or prevent one from full pleasure of tanugei olam hazeh. If a person is a glutton, for example, one can't truly enjoy good food. One has to have a certain control of one's appetite in order to have pleasure from olam hazeh. So that's another motivation. V'igdil akir Socrates ha'yevani, Socrates went even further, ki matzpunoi machichol leitiv ma'asav, recognizing that his conscience forced him to improve his ways. Nonetheless, ulam kol arba'as ha'nimukim ha'ele en b'chocham livnois adam shalem limasad v'ad fachois. These arguments which were employed by Chachmei Umos Olam, they're not sufficient to build a truly whole person from top to bottom. Ki lechol echad mem yesh pircha. Each one of them by itself can be undermined, can be contradicted. Me'eifo lomed ha'klal Yisrael esachiv lekinyan ma'alois ha'midos. Where is the source for Klal Yisrael to acquire midos tevois? Abba Shaul omer ve'anveihu from Shir HaSayam. What is ve'anveihu? Hevei doimeloi. Resemble him. Mahu chanun v'rachum. Afato hevei chanun v'rachum. Just as Hashem is compassionate and merciful, so too you should be. Rashi explains a little. Ve'anveihu ani vehu. That's the source for the drasha. I and he. Se atzmi kemo yisoi. I will strive to emulate him. Lead the beg b'drachav, to cleave to his ways. Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. That is the source. Ka'asher nizgala lehim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yamsuf. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, because this ve'anveihu comes from Shir HaSayam, it happened in Yamsuf. Ra'a kol echad miYisrael ki ein loy oid hadavar bo'ilam. They reached a perfectly clear recognition that there's nothing else in the world, rak ani vehu, encompassed in ve'anveihu, as Rashi explained, ani vehu. Uv'seich matzav zeh shel yisboidedus v'yisyachadus im HaBorei Yisborach. In this supreme state of solitude with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hikir kol echad, every individual they recognized, ki ein lanu oid inyan bo'ilam milvad zeh. There's no other project in the world other than this. There's nothing else. Lizdamois elav. To be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani vehu ein odrash. It's not some play on words over here. Elav chanas matzavoi shel haklal yisrael b'yamsuf. Ani vehu is a description of the status of Klal Yisrael as the word Yamsuf. V'zenifla. And that really is a wondrous thing. Ve'abba Shaul ishitze azil. Abba Shaul is being consistent with his statement elsewhere. Ve'isa b'sifra resh kedoshim. The Midrash there says, Kedoshim tihyu, the injunction to be kadosh. Abba Shaul oimer, pamalia shel melech. We are the king's entourage. Uma alela says, what is expected of this entourage? Yes, mechake lamelech, to emulate the king. It's along the same lines, in the same vein as what Abba Shaul says on ve'anveihu. Harei meforash, shezeo matzav shel Klal Yisrael. Here in the Sifra, it's explicit that the state of Klal Yisrael, the natural station of Klal Yisrael, is pamalia shel melech, the king's entourage, those are in his immediate vicinity, hanimtzes tamid imoy, constantly with him, v'chol inyanah bo'ilamal, its entire project, the whole point of this entourage, is the whole world of the entourage, is lios mechakel melech, to emulate the king. Zeu ani vehu, which is exactly what ani vehu means. Zeu inyan zechiras HaBorei Yisborach. And that is this concept that Rabbeinu Yonah was speaking about, zechiras HaBorei. to constantly remember the Creator. Madrigois rabois ishnam bishras aboreis barach. There are many levels of remembering the Creator. Hamisbaros heitev b'mamar echad shel Rabbeinu Yonah alav ha'shalom. They're explained very well in one statement of Rabbeinu Yonah, beviro al mishlei beis hei, when he explains that pasuk v'zeh l'shonei. So the pasuk says, v'da'as Elohim timtza. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes, min ha'chokhmah tasig da'as Elohim, from wisdom, you attain some comprehension of da'as Elohim. Hu shleimus ha'midois v'ha'yir'ah, it's connected to perfection of midois and yir'ah. And that's why the two concepts are juxtaposed. Knowledge of Hashem and Yir'ah. Knowledge of God is really an aspect of Yir'ah Selakim, Kashi Nefresh, as we'll explain. Rabbeinu explains that the Torah encompasses the mitzvah of knowing Hashem in the terminology of Yir'ah. The first concept of Yirah is the first concept is a necessary appreciation that our actions have consequences. There is gemul, there is reward, there is oinesh, both in olam hazeh and olam haba. However, the second concept of Yirah, the very great and exalted level, shetekabel hanefesh. These are significant terms, that the nefesh should absorb, one soul should absorb, inyan rememus Hashem ugvorisav v'nifloisav v'azikorin. The soul should absorb the concept of Hashem's exaltedness and wonder. V'ayinyan v'ayediyaz asiyu mekubalim b'nefesh, so that this knowledge should, again, be accepted by the soul, umitzuyin b'bechol eisen, in the soul constantly, v'ne'etzarim v'chaosim b'lev, held in the heart, inscribed in the heart, so that the nefesh is then impacted. It experiences this awe and discretion constantly. So it becomes impossible for the nefesh to transgress the word of Hashem. And there's a sense of embarrassment even to contemplate transgression. והנה מצאנו בעניין ידיעת השם חמישה עניינים זה למעלה מזה. Five concepts, one greater than the next, than the previous. הראשון, the first concept of ידיעת השם, of knowledge of Hashem, is this, מציאת השם. His existence, שנאמר, ויודעתו היום, ואשר עושה לבבך, the familiar phrase from עלינו, you must know. And furthermore, ונאמר, דעו כי השם הוא אלוהים, in תהילים, פרק ק, היא הקודמת לעבודה, not precedes any form of עבודה. The conviction, the knowledge that Hashem exists. V'hasheni, a second concept of Yedi'as Hashem, is Avodas Hashem Yisborach, v'hazeirus b'mitzvoisav, v'yir'ah me'avo al devarav. Worship of Hashem, and care with His commandments, and fear lest we transgress. V'yikore Yedi'as Hashem, this is called Yedi'as Hashem, knowledge of Hashem. Ki b'ze yivoda b'nigle mi'pe'ulei se'adam, ki'u ma'amin b'Hashem. Because through his avodah, through practical avodah of Hashem, it becomes revealed from a person's activities that he believes in Hashem, or mekabel alam malchusoy, and accepts upon himself Hashem's kingship. Shenema, he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, perek chav beis, don din ani vevyoin az toiv halohi adas oisi. So that's the second aspect of Yedi'as Hashem, is actual avodah. Vashelishi, the third aspect of Yedi'as Hashem is Yedi'as Darkei Hashem, knowledge of Hashem's ways, ugvoras chasadav, an understanding of His chesed, v'rav tuvoi, v'izbonen b'nifloisav, contemplation of Hashem's wonders, v'yedi'as rememuso yus'iloisav, some knowledge, some grasp of Him, kefim ha'sheda'as adam yechol ha'sig, to the extent that a person can understand. V'izbonen b'maseh v'eshi, so that a person can then, on the highest level, reflect on the act of creation, u'maseh merkava, and Hashem's chariot over divrei nevuah v'chulei. V'horevi'i, the fourth concept, kabalas ha'nefesh zichoin ha'emuna b'Hashem v'yichudo v'rememusei, that the soul absorbs these concepts, k'fima she'isig b'hem ha'nefesh, as the person attained, as he understood, ul'kacha v'kibla ha'nefesh ha'zikorin. And then the nefesh absorbs it, becomes part of it. V'yegi'azos b'chol'is, This toil has to happen all the time. This brings one to greater closeness to Hashem. Corresponding to a person's knowledge of the ways of Hashem and his exaltedness, the person can climb even higher in this level. So that his remembrance of Hashem becomes knowledge of Hashem. Shenema b'chol terechecha da'ehu in Mishlei per gimel. This last level is more knowledge of Hashem than the previous ones. Behatzel al nafshoi ha'moira min ha'yedia. Since it has an impact on his nefesh. V'zichon yisudo v'shirus nafshoi v'romumus Hashem le'umaso k'neged enav b'chol es k'inan shilma shivis Hashem negdi tamid. He gives an analogy over here. V'neim ovarta lifnei ha'melech pa'amachas. If you've once passed by the king, you had a very brief glimpse at the king. You never saw him after that. If a person just saw the king once, if he then later, subsequently, sees him once more, that second glimpse of the king will jog his memory. He'll remember, yes, that's the person I saw previously. That's the one case. Second case, another person saw the king and actually remembered that the vision of the king's appearance is stored in his memory. He keeps it in his mind. He tries to keep a vivid image of the king. Using his power of imagination, power of visualization. The second person obviously knows, recognizes the king more than the first one. The first one just had a glimpse and never made an effort to retain that vision. So yes, subsequent to that, if he ever had to see the king again, he would recognize him. But that's a very low level. The second person who saw the king and made a conscious effort to visualize the king to himself constantly knows the king more than the first one. Al kein mishe kibla nafshi di asra mumus Hashem yirasu al panav. A person whose soul absorbed these concepts of Yedi Asra Mubis Hashem, knowing Hashem's awe and greatness, it'll be much easier for him then, without elaborate preparations, to bring this up to the surface. Who are you there, Hashem Isbarah? We call that person somebody who knows Hashem, and a person must reach this. Says the author, Barur Lamayan, if you learn this clearly, if you learn this deeply, it is clear. Ki Rabbeinu Yonah alav ha-shalom lo yasaf kan inanim nifradim. He didn't just collect disparate ideas. Asher Hashem meshutaf lahem. They have a common name, Yedi'as Hashem. Completely disparate ideas, all connected by this common denominator that they have some aspect of Yedi'as Hashem. That's not what's happening. Ela hu meta'er lefaninu derech avoida. He's describing a gradual path. A derech avoida ve'aliyah b'davar gadol zeh. Rabbeinu is describing a path of growth in this great concept. Hachel midias mitzvah. So starting with just a knowledge of Hashem's existence. Derech zeirus b'mitzvah yiras chet. And then it proceeds to caring mitzvah yiras chet. Then it's b'inanus b'drachav, reflection on Hashem's ways. Ad ashi tekabel ha-nefesh hazikrot, to the point where the soul absorbs these concepts. U'madrega achrona zois. And this last level, Tchila Yigiat Midas, begins with a constant toil, like in the mashal of a person striving to keep that image of the king alive in his mind. It begins with a toil, with an effort. V'seifa matana. However, the end is like a gift from Hashem. Shir asu al panav. The person's yir'ah, Hashem's yir'ah, is upon his face. It remains there. Mibli shitzech la'amoyl. Again, without the elaborate preparations, al hachanas tireh benafshoi. It's just there. Once he makes an effort, it remains there. V'yesh oid lehayir, ki yedi'as mitziyusei shimat ha'gar shana b'zeh, the first level that we mentioned, knowledge of Hashem's existence, gam hi einen yedi'as ichlis mufshetes. There too, we're not speaking about an abstract intellectual knowledge, el yedi'ah choshis. We're speaking about something more tangible, more sensible. Al derech shemu chazal, in the same vein as Chazal say, shebat tefillah, when it comes to tefillah, yir'e atzmoy kilu shechina kenegid enav. A person should experience the Shekhinah in front of him. Ad kan.